The first 6 months of this year are the warmest on record. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A new survey finds that fewer Americans doubt that global warming is happening. But climate change continues to be a highly polarizing issue in our country. Sarah Mills is here to talk more about this. She's a postdoctoral researcher with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is the latest survey in the series of national surveys on energy and environment that your team has done since 2008. What did you find when you asked people, is there solid evidence that the Earth has been getting warmer?
This time around, we found that 15% of Americans do not believe that there is solid evidence of climate change, while 66% of Americans do see solid evidence. So that's the lowest percent of doubt in climate change since the survey's history. The belief in climate change has gone down just a little bit since fall. We often see that where over the winter months, belief in climate change goes down a bit.
In 2015, the fall of 2015, you saw 70% of Americans believe that climate change is happening.
That's correct.
What about those numbers? What have you seen happen over time, over the last 8 or so years?
So we actually had pretty high belief that the climate was warming in the fall of 2008, our very first survey. And in that time, it's gone up and down a bit. We saw a pretty big drop 2 years ago. So spring of 14 was some of the lowest belief in the existence of climate change. But over the past 2 years, we've really seen that rebound. And certainly this extremely warm winter, we think, has an effect on increasing the numbers who do believe it's happening.
You found that 15% of Americans believe climate change is not happening. That's the lowest level you've ever found in this survey over the years. But you also found that some groups expressed more uncertainty. What did you find there?
Right. So we also found this time more Americans than ever told us that they weren't sure. This is a yes-no question. Is there solid evidence that climate is changing? And 19% of Americans said they weren't sure. But the biggest group that said they weren't sure was Republicans. So we had 26% of Republicans volunteer that they didn't know one way or the other whether there was evidence of climate change.
And what's driving that, do you think?
We think that it could be that Donald Trump, the Republicans' presidential nominee, has said he is a non-believer in climate change. Belief that climate is changing among Republicans was at 56% last fall, and now it's down to 39%. So that was a pretty big drop. Some of those people have gone directly to the no, I don't think that there's evidence of climate changing camp. But we've seen quite a few move into this middle category. We're calling it the non-committals, where they're just not sure whether or not there's evidence.
And do you ask people in the survey why? What's the reason behind their belief?
We do. We always ask an open-ended survey. So why is it that you believe or why is it that you don't believe that there's evidence?
And what do you hear there?
Among both those that see that there's evidence of climate change and those that say there's no evidence of climate change, they often point to the weather in their own area. People do point to science, particularly among those who believe that the climate is changing. They do trust climate scientists. We also see a number of people talk about religion and that their religious views affect what they believe. People don't necessarily point to their politics, but I think that there's a lot of correlates along with politics that impact that. Another thing that impacts belief in climate change is level of education. Those who tend to be higher educated are more believing that there is evidence of climate change than those who don't have a high school education, for example.
Sarah Mills is with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.